Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most of Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode was sparked by one of my loyal listeners. Shout out to Elsa. She doesn't mind if I say her name. Now, she watched this movie a while back and told me to check it out and said it was really good. Now, she's a horror fan like me, more on the tamer side of horror. She's not into the extreme stuff that I can get into. But she is far more forgiving than I am. So we will see where I land on this one. It's called Nefarious, and it came out last year, listed as a horror mystery thriller, and it's a little over 90 minutes. So what is this one about? Spoiler free, but the movie opens with a death. I won't get into those details. Then we meet Dr. Martin, who arrives at a prison to evaluate a serial killer named Edward Wayne Brady. He's currently on death row. Before he goes in to talk to him, the warden warns him to be careful that the dude is like super smart and can really get inside your head. Now, Edward's scheduled to be executed by electric chair, and Dr. Martin has to determine if he is legally sane and competent before he can be put to death, or if he's mentally ill, you know, he gets a stay. In this initial discussion, Edward details a lot of things about Dr. Martin's personal life, as well as detailing he is indeed a demon that has possessed Edward, and he actually wants to be executed. He also tells Doctor that he himself will commit 3 murders before the day is done. And you know what? That's where I'm going to stop. From there, he continues the evaluation with some surprises along the way. Will he indeed commit these murders? And what will his decision be? And what are the ramifications of that decision? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 33% on 21 reviews on a Rotten scale, with the audience at a incredible 96% on over 1,000 reviews. So there is a huge disconnect there. So I was very curious about that. So I'm going to unpack this one a little bit now, get into the discrepancies in a minute. But first, what did I think? Well, let's get to these positives. Now, I really enjoyed the opening. It's pretty straightforward, and there's this mystery of what to expect. Is this guy crazy, or he's possessed, or, you know, what's his deal? Now, I can't remember the actor's name, and as you guys know, I do no research around here. So, but this is a character you've seen in other things before. He's one of those character actors you see around. He does this split personality thing. Now, as the demon, he's, you know, does a pretty good job. More on this later. The theological discussion being had here is actually pretty interesting. More on that later. They do a solid job of building the suspense as it becomes clear why he's there. Spoiler free, and what will be his final decision. However, I do need to get to these negatives. While he was pretty good at the demon part, he does ham it up a little bit too much, and I didn't buy the Edward character at all when he switched personalities to Edward. I don't know if that was the director's choice or if he chose to play it that way. It just didn't work for me. It might work for you, but for me, it just felt a little hokey. There's no subtlety here at all. They are super heavy-handed with the messaging. They should have dialed it back a little bit so it wasn't so on the nose, and it was very predictable. I mean, you know exactly how this is going to play out right down to that last scene. The general audience really connected with the message. In fact, most of the reviews I read were from people with, they actually just reacted to the religious side of things. They were really coming from a biased place, so they kind of overlooked a lot of the flaws here. And I know they were biased because I read reviews that said it was Oscar worthy and things like that, which is completely ridiculous. This is nowhere near an Oscar worthy movie, and no one gave an Oscar worthy performance. Besides the things I listed, there is one thing that the critics had beef with, and I will 100% agree with them. This is miscategorized. This really isn't a horror movie. A mystery thriller for sure, but there really wasn't any horror elements here other than having a demon possession. It wasn't scary. I mean, they didn't really do anything scary. Since one of the leads played a demon, I guess the general public that left reviews were kind of actually scared of this for some reason, but I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I'm going to say I did enjoy this, but I'm going to put it right at a 60% on a rotten scale because I also have a background in religion. I also connected with a lot of the material and found that angle interesting. He was creepy for the most part as the demon. However, the general viewer coming in expecting a horror will be very disappointed. And there are too many things wrong to score this that highly. From the straightforward, predictable plot, the heavy-handed messaging, the subpar dual personality thing. Now, if you really connect with this, then you will like it way more than I did. And I suspect that's why Elsa really enjoyed this. She really connected with the demon slash character and where they went with that story. But for me, it was just way too basic and simple to score it very highly. But like I said, I would recommend you check this out. It's not a bad movie, but it's not like super great either. It was just okay. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for support. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to me every week. And this is day number 2 of uploads. Again, like I said, you're going to get at least 3 back to back to back. Now that, like I said, I'm back mobile, moving around, there's a couple movies in the theaters I need to check out. So I will be doing that. So you're probably going to get at least one more, but probably 2 more this weekend. So please stay tuned to see what those reviews are going to be. Again, appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.